Olympic bicycle racing at the Velodrome, Stone Mountain State Park in Georgia. The competition is over now. The track stands empty and, in fact, unwanted by the Stone Mountain Park. They want their meadow back. So the Velodrome, designed to be portable, could soon be packed up on trucks and on the road, possibly to Disney World. Dale Hughes is the chief designer.
When I heard that the park was not interested in keeping the track, the idea of building a velodrome and just destroying it afterwards was beyond my comprehension. So I had built a portable one back in the 70s, and we'd traveled around the country, so I knew that it could be done. The real focus for me was, could I find a surface that could be outdoors that would meet their requirements? They wanted it to be wood. And I was throwing in the element of offering them, hey, here's a track that you can use for the games, and after the games, find another location, and we can keep the heritage going of the games, some feeling continuing, but we can also offer the sport of cycling something beyond what's happening after those 5 days of competition.
So you have wood that is treated with a special kind of rosin for waterproofing?
We worked with a Simpson Timber Company out in the state of Washington, and they have some products that they produce, big wood panels, and we sort of merged some of their product line and did a little tweaking on it and came up with a very fast surface that we're quite pleased with.
The traditional velodrome wood surface is a wood that comes from the rainforest. And it's pronounced how do you say it?
Afzalea.
Afzalea.
Mm-hmm.
And why couldn't you use that?
Well, it's very expensive. The aspect of using it for 5 days and then being destroyed wasn't appealing to anyone. Certainly ACOG was being very a good citizen and not wanting to take down the rainforest for a temporary site. What we use is big 4x10 sheets panels of wood, and the traditional uses little strips of wood, more like a basketball floor. And then after the games, when you use that kind of stripping, when you cut it up, it all loses its shape, so you can't use it again.
I see. And how does it become, a track like this, a velodrome, how does it become commercially viable near a city? People have to come out and ride for recreation, for pleasure, or for sport training. How does that work?
Well, I think there's camps and clinics that are that can be run. There's just daily usage of it, training time that they rent out, and teaching time and racing time literally takes all the waking hours, and they have lights, so they even use nighttime racing.
Mm-hmm. If you had to guess, Mr. Hughes, let's say a year from now, where is this track going to be and who owns it?
Well, we have three American cities that are, I think, that we're going to finalize the deal within this next week, and one of them is going to have a new Olympic velodrome there. One is Disney, and I think that they're seriously looking at it. They have a very global approach to what they're trying to do down there, and our sport is very global. So I think whatever city gets it, certainly from a draw, you're talking about being able to bring riders and spectators in from around the world.
You're talking about Disney World in Florida?
Yes, they have been some meetings between us, and they have a huge sports complex down there and just an excellent facility, and are trying to create a real global kind of approach to their sports complex.
Talking with us from WDET in Detroit, Dale Hughes, chief designer of the Olympic Velodrome, at the moment still standing in Stone Mountain Park in Georgia.